Okay, we're holding on the Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are at the bottom of the Amud. We are 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the new Sigya, Ula Regalim. Dalad Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud at the two dots, Ula Regalim. We saw yesterday the Sigya as to Zivdin in the Mishnah, where we said that the Echad, the Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, the Malachim. So we saw Rav Chisda's din that it is Rosh Hashanah Malachim, it's referring to Malchi Yisrael. When it comes to Malchi Umas Ha'olam, it is Nimna from Tishrei. Okay, now we move into the next din, which is L'Regalim. He said that there's two things that Echad B'Nissan is. Number one, it's Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, and number two, it is L'Regalim, and we mentioned it's referring to Baal Ta'achen, and that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Now, so frankly, Gemara, Regalim.
Why mentioned
I'm sorry, why didn't the what?
Mishnah just mentioned Nisan is for the Melachim, if it's Tishri as well.
Why didn't the Mishnah mention that again, that Echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'Melachim? Why didn't it say also for Malchim Musa'ilam? You mean, why not include that also? Right, and I guess maybe the pshat is that that doesn't have sufficient chashivas to mention something which is for Malchi Umasayilam. For Malchi Yisrael, we mention our dinim, and if Chizda just says Alei Shano, but maybe it doesn't have chashivas. So we said Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. Right, the Gemara Regalim the Echad the Nisan who? What regel is on Echad Nisan? Bechamisha Aser the Nisan who? We know the regel in the month of Nisan is on the 15th, not on the 1st. So Amrav Chizda, you're right. We have to read the Mishnah and understand that it means regel Shabaya Rosh Hashanah Malachim. It's a little bit of a drachak, I guess. It's a regel in that month. It has a Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. Now let's just see the Rashi on that. She says that regel shebay Rosh Hashanah l'regalim regel shehu b'chodesh haniknas v'echad b'nissan hu Rosh Hashanah l'regalim. So unlike Rosh Chodesh Nissan previously, where we said it's a Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, in that there's a real change which takes place on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. We mentioned that if the king ascended the throne on Chaf Tes Adar, now when it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we write in the second year of the Melech. So here we're saying that it's not really the Rosh Hashanah as such, but it's the Rosh Hashanah insofar as the month, and we know, and perhaps there is a discussion about this, that the whole month of Nisan has Chashivas, Yachal Mesh Chodesh, and so on, all of that Torah. So it's the month about which there will be the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. But again, what is the halachic nafkamina? What is the practical ramification for telling me that there's some din that the month of Nisan is the beginning of a cycle? What does that mean? So says the Gemara, Nafkamina l'neider l'meikim alei bebal ta'acher. The Nafkamina is l'gabi nedarim. Rashi says l'inyan neder neider, says Rashi, shehu muzhar bebal ta'acher. So let's just first just quote the pasuk. The Gemara is not going to quote the pasuk explicitly. In Kiseitse it says kisidar neder l'ashem alekecha loy sa'acher l'shalmoy. So if a person makes a nether, and we know, unlike chayvos, carbon which you're mechuyev to bring, the pasuk seemingly is speaking solely about nedarim, things which are voluntary, which are optional, and it says kisidin nedar l'shalmoy kecha loy sa'acher l'shalmoy. You should not delay in bringing it. Hashem will surely seek it out from you, and if you don't bring it, you will have a chet. So the pasuk just mentions about don't delay when it comes to bringing your nedarim. And there's a din, there's a lesasi called Baal Ta'achar. So that is the reference of our sikh. It, over here, they take out the words Rabbi Shimonhi, and it's Muchach in Tesis that he didn't have that girsa. But the Nafkamina is Lagabi, the din of Baal Ta'achar, the Tanya. We have the following brisa: Echad Hanoider, the Echad Hamakdish, the Echad Hamarech. We often find these three things together. If a person makes a neder and says this, the following should be on the kabbalah upon myself, Deme Olai, says Rashi, or he is Makdish something, he consecrates something to the Bedek HaBayis, or he is Marich, he says Erki Olai, my value is upon me to bring, or the value of Reuven, or the value of Rivka, and be it a man or a woman, depending on their age and sage and so on, there is a fixed amount. So Echad HaNedev, Echad HaMakdish, Echad HaMarich, Kevin She'omru Alav Gimel Regalim Oyver B'Bal Ta'acher. So once three regalim have passed, so then one transgresses Bal Ta'acher. Reb Shimon Omer Gimel Regalim Kisidron V'Chagamatzis Tchila. Says Rabbi Shimon, it's insufficient to have Gimel Regalim. It's got to be Gimel Regalim, which are Kisidron, beginning with Pesach, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and so on. Then and only then will a person be able to Bal Ta'achas. In other words, it comes out if on Isru Chag, the day after Pesach, a person says, Tvei Olai, Erki Olai, you make some type of a nether, a nedava, erichin, whatever it is. So, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, only after five regalim, as the Gemara is going to speak out Lehedya, then and only then will he be Mechuyev. The Chayin Haya Reb Shimon, some argue that Shimon ben Yochai, when at the time of Shimon was Reb Shimon ben Yochai, but some take out the ben Yochai, Vechen of Shimon, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Regalim, Pa'amim Gimel, Pa'amim Da'ad, Pa'amim Hey, just like we mentioned, at times one will be Eben Bal Ta'achar after three Regalim, sometimes four, sometimes five. Ketzad. No, the Lufnei Pesach, if a person makes a neder right before Pesach, Gimel, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, because it's got to be Kesidron, and then it's only going to be three regalim. Lufnei Atzeres, if he makes a neder right before Shavuos, Hamishon, because then you need Shavuos Sukkos, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Lufnei Chag, if it's right before Sukkos, then it will be four regalim. Fine? So, at the point of saying that, that's what Tosfos says over here. Tosfos says, Shleish regalim Kesidron, Umas Nisan, and the Nisan Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Shimoni, Vachimin Lekamon, and that's how they prove that certainly Tosfos did not have this girsa, and the fact that Tosfos is speaking out that our Mishnah, which says that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it is Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, is going like Rabbi Shimon, who says that the requirement is it has to be Pesach first. Okay, now the Braise is going to quote actually five opinions. Legabe the din of Bal Ta'acher, under what circumstances does it apply? So the Braise, turn number one. Chayvei Hadamim V'Erchin Acharamin Hekdeshes. So whether it is Damim, which we saw before, a person says, Dumei Olai, the value is upon me, meaning there's a big difference between Erki Olai and Dumei Olai. Meaning to say, if you have, let's say, if you have a 25-year-old bodybuilder who is worth a lot on in the Shuk Shel Avadim, because he's a fantastic worker. So as far as his Erchin, he's worth exactly the same as someone who is a very weak individual, because the Torah gives a fixed value for individuals, they're males in a certain age group and so on. But if he says Dumei Olai, so then we assess how much is this person worth in the Shuk. So if it's Chayvei Damim, or if it's Erchin, which we said is a fixed amount, or Charamin, Rashi says Charmei Gavaya, meaning when a person makes a Charam. A Charam is when you consecrate something, and there's a discussion elsewhere if Stam Charamim is Stam Charamim, is it LeGavaya, or is Stam Charamim LeKahanim? Does it go to the Bedek HaBayis? Does it go to the Kahanim's pockets? Rashi says Charmei Gavaya. Tezus says over here the Charamim Bein Charmei Gavaya Bein Charmei Kahanim. He says it's both. And the Gemara, the Bryce is going to say all of these things, we're going to have a whole list of things, and all of these things are things which a person was makabel upon himself, and about all of them we're going to say Leisa Acha L'Shalmai, there's going to be a Din Bal Ta'acha. Tezus says over here in the middle of the page, the Haramin were a better time Pasek did Staka Shepeskim Litin B'yad Gabai Yeshna B'Bal Ta'acha Milamay Yisrael Gabai. A person says, you know, I'm going to give £1,000 to the Gabai Staka. Okay, so then there's going to be a Bal Ta'acha. Ve'in ha-gabai ve-bal ta'acha mil-chalka. If the gabai just refrains from apportioning it, from distributing it, there's no Baal Zachar. He wasn't mekabel upon himself the neder. He didn't. There's no, we can't say about him, ki sidar neder leisachar l'shalmei, nishkemach the neder. Someone else did it. So there's not going to be a Baal Zachar. So you see from the Psak of Binatam, that it's only insofar as you were mekabel upon yourself the neder. Well, the Gabbai Tzadka is supposed to be my shliach, but he himself is not going to be Eiron Baal Ta'acha, because he didn't make the nether. Well, in other words, once I hand it over to the Kahanim, I've done my bit. Yeah. Yeah, so look, I guess that's a good question. Someone's asking if Reuven makes Shimon his shliach to take his carbon up to Yerushalayim. He made a nether. He wants to bring an Eilas Nedava, let's say. And he says, it's difficult for me to go up to Yerushalayim. Shimon, can you do it for me in a situation where someone is makriv? So I guess it would be incumbent upon Reuven to check. I mean, the Gemara has a sigi elsewhere. Do we say chazaka shlicha yisi shlichusai? Do we say chazaka ein shlicha yisi shlichusai? We pass in chazaka ein shlicha yisi shlichusai by the Isis. So maybe it would be prudent of you to check it out. Yeah, Tezah ends off by saying, "Of a mash adam noider biyadatz me licha sheyirtsa." If a person kind of sets aside some money, and he clearly says, you know, when I feel like giving this, I'm going to give it. That also ain't a b'bal ta'acha. So at times, yes, clearly it seems to be totally on your nether. If you don't make a nether, it's not going to be a b'bal ta'acha. So again, chayvi damim, which we said is subjective, erchin, which we said is objective. Haramin, Rashi said, Lebede Dabayis, Tisa said, even the Kahanim, the Hekdeshis, okay, person's Makdesh something, you didn't have to do it. The Gemara discusses which, I mean, by Hekdesh it might depend, that which is Roy, Lemizbech, Lemizbech. By Haramim it's always Lebede Kabayis. Chatois, Vashomais, Oilais, Ushlamim. Now here there is a discussion because Chatois, Vashomais, these are things which are not brought b'neder. You can't bring a chatas and an asham b'neder. So that is discussed why this is included. Olei sushlamim, which can be brought as a neder, and then it says tztakis. It mentions tztakis over here. He does quote a ksav yad who says trumais, but we'll see in Tesis clearly did not have this girsa. Bechor Meiser uPesach. Before we turn the page, we'll just mention a couple of things. So we've mentioned Meiser. So if you look at the Tesis over here, Tesis says, well, let's see Rashi first. Sorry, Rashi says that Bechor uMeiser, Meiser Behema. So Bechor and Meiser is referring to Meiser Behema. What about Meiser Reis? So there Tesis says, Kegein Meiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, or Maiser Ani. So all the various types of mice race, which have to do with Tevua and with Paris and so on, all of those are going to be included in Baal Ta'acha. Now, Tezis says, if you look at Tezis, let's just see three lines in the bottom of the Tezis. He says, Uktas Tema Dalei Chashiv Hacha Trumo Bikurim. Why is that not included? You've got this very long list of all the things which are going to be included in Baal Ta'acha. Why do we omit truma? Tekeichi de mar bilakamon meiser and arben ami truma bikurim. The shema bechal meiser is neu. Kamei bechal duchze tani chayiv or truma bikurim. It usually often just includes the two. Umi or the bikurim ein lachish. It's not really such a kash on bikurim says Tesis. The ein dinam b'shleish regalim. There's no real concept of baal ta'acha by gimel regalim by bikurim. Ela miatzeres v'adachag from Shavuos until Sukkos, the din is your mevi v'kira, it's b'kriya, u'mechag ad Chanukah b'le'kriya, but that's the latest time to bring. Chanukah is the latest time to bring bikurim. The person can't bring his bikurim in Purim; it's too late. So Tezus says that's why in lachish. It's a little bit interesting why he says tema. Why didn't he say bikurim? And then he says, oh, because bikurim doesn't really have gimel regalim. Al kaponim. So he said b'char ma'isabeim and Pesach. Now we'll have to think about that also. Pesach, the Baal Ta'acha, think about that. I need to bring my carbon Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. If I don't bring it then, I miss the boat. It's too late. There's no, what do you mean, what's the Gimel or Golem? Pesach Sheni maybe, But there's no Gimel Regalim, is there a Baal to Acher? Leisach Lashalmai. So the Gemara later on, and the Hay is going to deal with that. Leket Shikha Upeya. I just finished the line of the Brisa, gave him to Avra Lein Shleisha Regalim, Avra Baal to Acher. So Tanakhama says about all the aforementioned, once you have three Regalim, then there is Baal to Acher. If you look at Tesis over here, Tesis is a bit bothered. Let's think about this. Leket Shikha Upeya. This Baal Ta'acha. Now, how does that work? Leket Shikha Upeya, you leave it all in the field. You leave it in the field. Let's go over it. Leket, when you are being malak at the sheaves, if something drops, if one drops out of your hand, so that's leket. And there's a Lisa say, right? You have to leave it. You're not allowed to go leisalak it. You can't go back and gather it. Shikha is if you forgot to kind of grab the bundles and pair, right? You have to leave over the pair past sadcha. So what is the case of Baal Ta'acha by leket shikha upeya? So Tezis over here is bothered by this. Tezis says leket shikha upeya chayiv lahaniach basada. Person needs to leave it over in the field. With all these three things, there's a lav. Dechsev leisalake, that's by leket. Leisashuv is by shikha. Leisachale is by peyam. And in addition, uksev lani leger taziv. In addition, there is an assay also. Lani leger taziv. Veheicha da avar v'natlam. Now, don't think, oh, you know when there'll be baal ta'acher? If I went in and I took it, I wasn't supposed to take it. But if I did take it, then maybe it's about that matzav that the Torah says that there's a din of Baal Ta'achar. Ve'eicha da'avar v'notlam chayav v'hachzir v'lipen. Yavad, you have to go back and give it. Ve'avid le'ma'ani. It's not the type of thing that we say, oh, you did it, and you shouldn't have done it, but now that you did it, it's done, and so on. No. Ve'avid le'ma'ani k'diz v'perkamad t'murah. Over there in the sugya of Kol Mil Samrach Mon Leisavid Yavid Leimahani Mahani Machlik Zabayan Rava. Now says Tesis also him Lei Hifresh Peah Min Hakama. Let's say a person did not leave over Peah from the standing grain. Vim Lei Hifresh Peah Min Hakama Mafresh Min Ha'imrim Min Hakri Ikav Baal Ta'acha. So there's always going to be Baal Ta'acha, even though if you didn't leave it over when it was in the standing grain form. You harvested it, you processed it, it's already a pile of grain. In all cases, there's going to be a Baal Ta'achar. So, b'derech isa, there's going to be a Baal Ta'achar. V'oid yesh l'farish v'shakal b'heter. It could also be a Baal Ta'achar where you actually took it b'heter. What is the case when you took it b'heter? We'll just see the beginning. Could go in the leka aniyim. There's no aniyim around at the time, so that you took it for yourself, and there's a discussion about if you have to just pay back afterwards, can you take it at the time? Azik about Ta'achar, and so on. Al Kabanim, about all of these dinim. What do we have again? Davim, Erechin, Haramim, Mekdeshis, Chateis, Hashamas, Elish, Shlomim, Stokis, Maisris, Bechar, Maisreima, Pesach, Leket, Shikopeya, Kevin, Shavra, Alein, Shleisha, Regalim, Oivra, Babal Ta'achar. That is the Tanakam, Rab Shimon, Amen, Shleisha, Regalim, Kesidron. No, it's got to be three regalim, and it's got to be kesidron. Hagamatzis is tchila. That is opinion number two. So far, we saw these two shitas. Now, the Gemara mentions, the Braisa mentions three new opinions. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kevin Sha'avra Alein Regal Echad, Oiver Bebal Ta'acher. It's Baal Ta'acher immediately. One regal. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Kevin Sha'avra Alein Shnei Regalim, Oiver Bebal Ta'acher. Two regalim, and finally Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Aimer, Kevin Sha'avra Alein Chagasukais, Oiver Alein Babal Ta'achar. So Tanakam and Reb Shimon both require Gimel Regalim. Tanakam says Gimel Regalim Shalei Kisidron. Reb Shimon says Gimel Regalim Kisidron. The opposite, and the most machmir of the lot, is Rebbe Meir. One regal, any of which regal it is, one regal is enough to be Mechayvi and Babal Ta'achar. And Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says it's sukkos, right? One sukkos comes Baal Ta'acher, and Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov says it's two regalim. So now the Gemara is going to go through all of these five shittos and explain the Makar of the Shita. So, says the Gemara, my time at the Tanakhama, who says, Gimel Regalim. So, Mechti. So, let's just mention the structure over here of the Psukim. So, it says, in Parshas Ve'eim, it says, in Shvi, in the Parsha beginning of Kala Bachar, so then it mentions a Parsha of the Regalim. Shomer es Chedesh Aviv Vasis HaPesach Hashem HaKecha. And so on, with the dinim of Pesach was Vachta Pesach and Bal Yirah Bal Yimatz and so on. And then it says Shiva Shavu is Tisparlach Mehachel Chemish Bekama. It speaks about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And then it says Chag Sukkos Tassel Chashivas Yom. So it mentions explicitly Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And then it says Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeira Kol Zechurcha Aspnei Hashem lekecha b'makom she yivchar. B'chag ha'matzis, b'chag ha'shavuos, b'chag ha'sukkos. V'lo yireh es p'nei Hashem reikam. And so on. So it says the Gemara, so again, what's the structure? Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. And then it says, three times in the year, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So, says the Gemara in explaining the sheet of the Tanakam, in my time it's the Tanakam, in Michti, minayu, from them, from a parasha shlema about Pesach, and then a parasha about Shavuos, and then a parasha about Sukkos, minayu stolik, lamali lemeheder umichtiv v'chagamatzis v'chagas Shavuos v'chagas Sukkos. Shema mina labal ta'acher. It must be that it's coming to mention the din of bal ta'acher. And again, to remember, we're discussing a parasha in parashas Re'eh. We're saying Alamai, it must be coming to kind of allude to the Baal Ta'acher, which is mentioned in Parshas Kiseitse. Let's just see the rash on this. Michti minayu salek kisha omar hakosav shalosh pomim bashana yeira kol zechuch v'chaga matzis v'gemer mehem haya oila. From those three yomim tovim, it had just finished. Meaning, kvar kosav lamala. The Indian, it says, Shamash Chedesh Aviv, which was Pesach. And then it says, Shiva Shavuos Tisbalacha, which was Shavuos. And then it says, Chagas Sukkos Tasalacha, which is Sukkos. So, Lamalina Meheder, Velininu, Vepashas, Chagas Sukkos. And now, why again does it need to reiterate? And so on. Why does it need to do that? It says, Rashi Shmamino, Labal Ta'acher, Vahachika Amar, Heyunirin Lefonov, L'shalem idreichem, v'le istavoyu reikam. Meaning, make sure that there should be nira. You shouldn't be roya espanei reikam. And that all the various things which you said, in other words, even though perhaps there's obligatory karbonis which need to be brought, there's the oilas reiya, shami chagiga and shami simcha, which you must bring. And therefore, you might say that the layiro panei reikam is young only on that. But we're saying from the extra limud, it's coming to teach me that which it says in Parshas Kiseitse legavi bal ta'acher, it is a reference to that, and it mentions gimel regalim, and therefore you are going to be chay. So that is all pshat in the Tanakhama. What about Reb Shimon? What about Reb Shimon? So Reb Shimon ema ein et tzarech leimer b'chagas sukkos. One thing which is certainly extra is the very last, I mean, we would mamish, the very last thing we spoke about was Sukkos. That was the very last thing. And then you reiterate Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That was the very last thing which we mentioned, Rashi says, even if you want to say, like you, the Tanakhama said, that it's somehow going back on Baal Ta'acher, it's mamish, the very, very last thing you spoke about is Chag HaSukkos. So, yes, I kind of agree with the structure of the Tanakhama, but that doesn't justify the necessity to reiterate Chag HaSukkos. So, says if Shimon, ain't it Tzorach Leimah the Chag HaSukkos, Shabbat Yibrakos, Loma Ne'amar, Leimah Shazeh Achron. It must be that it's got to be Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. It's got to be that is the very last one. So it seems to be like the dogish in Reb Shimon is not that Pesach needs to be the first, it's that Sukkos needs to be the last. It happens to be that Pesach needs to be the first, but like the limud is why the necessity to mention, to reiterate Chag HaSukkah is, oh, Sukkahs needs to be the last memela. It's got to be a Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkahs type of structure. So that is the first two shitas. Again, both of them requiring a minimum of three, but of Shimon saying possibly four and possibly five, depending on the matzav. Rabbi Meir was the most machmer. Meir says, Kevin Javalein regel echad oiver bebal ta'acher. So Rabbi Meir, my time off. Tchsiv ubas shama veveisim shama. The Bozik says, let's just read the whole pasuk. It says, "Ki im ela makem asher yivcha Hashem lekecha mikol shivteicha melasim eshmei sham leshichnei sidshu uvasa shama uveveisim shama." So it says uvasa shama at the end of one pasuk, and then it says uveveisim shama elaseichem zivchechem veis masrseichem chumas yedchem edvechem and so on. So where we're dashing, it's really two psukim which are smuchim adodi. My time nachsev uvasa shama uveveisim shama. So what exactly is that limud? What is that limud? So if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, he explains Rashi. It doesn't say anything over here. Rabbeinu Hananel says, it's towards the middle of the page in Rabbeinu Hananel, the time of the Rabbi Meir, the Mechayiv, the Me'achar, Nidraya, Filu Regal Echad, Chsiv, Ubas Hashama, the Vesim Shama, Shmamina, Ki the ace shiyovei lachug chayiv lahavi nidrei. Zafir beregel rishon. Ubas shama, beveisim shama. Whenever you come for the very first time, that's when you have to do it. That's when you have to bring it. So the way all of these things are structured, I believe, is like this. The pasuk says in kiseitzei kisido nedalei sach lashama kiderish kiderishenu vayibachachetz and so on. It mentions there's a din of don't delay, don't tarry. When you said you're going to bring something, do it. Okay, but it doesn't qualify. What does it mean to be ma'achar? Is it 1 minute? is it three regalim? And so on. So we're looking at other parashas in the Torah where it mentions an obligation to bring. And if there we can see some type of a giloy that now you have to bring it, so then we say, oh, so elsewhere it says now you have to bring it, uvasa shama veveisim shama. So it must be that's what the Leisach L'Shalma is kind of, we're always kind of linking the Leisach with like another parsha to try and kind of contextualize the Leisach L'Shalma and say, what is it referring to? So, I mean, for instance, this Vasemis says over here, I mean, explaining this, he says, you might make a mistake and say, Ubas HaShalma V'Vesem Shama. So, let's say I happen to be in Yerushalayim for Purim. I want to be in Yerushalayim for Purim. I live on the outskirts. I live in Motza. I live in Beit Shemesh. And I decide to come to Yerushalayim for Purim. Oh, Ubas HaShama, Avesim Shama, Baal Ta'acher. So Zagdas Hashem is name. It's only the time when you're Mechuyiv to come, when there's Ubas HaShama because you have to come. And Lamaisa, you see Rabbeinu Hananel kind of already governs that. He says, Shmamna ki be'eis, when you come for the Chag specifically, because that's the time when you're obligated to come, that's when you have to do it. So in other words, Leisach L'Shalmi is linked to a time when I'm obligated to come. Ubas HaShama V'Vesim Shama, it's referring to a regal. That is Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do they use the same pasuk, which is 17, 16, 16, the Varim 16, 16, the Tanakama and the other Tanakh using the same pasuk? One he says you have to have the three regalim, one says it's only the
Tanakama and Rabbi Meir are both using that pasuk, and they're both coming to say that there's a requirement of three regalim. And Rabbi Meir is saying that from the fact that the Torah reiterated Sukkos, which by all accounts is extra, because that was the pasuk with which we just finished speaking about, it must be that it's teaching me a kepeda that should be the final Yom Tov. That was all in, that was Tanakam and Rabbi Meir, in Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir was the one who said, no, I've got another pasuk. We'll see in a minute what does Rabbi Meir do with a Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. That he needs to explain. But he says, now I've got another pasuk which mentions when you come, that's when you bring. Oh, so that must be the one which is linked to the Leisach Lashama in Pashas Kisetse. So that was Rebbe Meir, right? Rebbe my time in the Chsev, as we said, Ubas Hashama, Leveisim Shama. The Rabbanan. So what will the Rabbanan Pirish? What will the Tanakama and Rebbe Shimon do with Rebbe Meir's Raya? Rabbanan, Tahu, Lasei. Which one do you think about? That's the pashtus. Okay, it's an assay. It's kedai, be mizdares as soon as you can. Ubas Hashama, bring it. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ahu Lasei. The mitzvah say alav lahavir beregular rishon. In a chadami, we agree that it's an asay. Mubas shama vaveisim shama. You came, you should bring. You should be nizdarid. You should bring it as soon as possible. But you see that there's going to be, that's called an ichor. We don't necessarily see that's called an ichor. In which case, you have no raya that there's baltacha. Rabbi Meir, and here's where you kind of see more. This is said to the Sasem is Rabbi Meir, cave in the Amar Le Rahmana Isi. The Le Isi. This is a place where the Torah said, you should bring it. You are supposed to bring it. You came for the regel, bring it. So if I have another pasuk in Kisetz which says, when you make an error, don't delay, I'm going to link it to that pasuk which says, you came for a regel, you should bring it. That's what the Sasem says, Rabbi Meir, cave in the Amar Le Rahmana Isi. I don't need more than that. I don't need more. Rashi says, "Given them the rechmana, I see berego rishon. Zeu is man shekav alei vim ichrei min hamayed havi ichor. The memela kamle bebal ta'achar." So again, it's all a question of how to kind of link the pasuk of kisidin elazach l'shalmayim, which doesn't qualify when the bal ta'achar is, to other pre-existing psukim which mention an obligation to bring. So that is the first three opinions. Then we move on to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And interesting, even though we usually say Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Mishnah's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Kav Venoki, we're not going to pass him like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So says, what's trapped in Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? My timer. Dechiv. Eilat hasel Hashem b'mayadeichem. Miut Mayadim Shnayim. It says this is what you will do on the Mayadim. So, meaning it speaks about bringing of the Karbonis, and it says this is what you should do on the Mayadim plural. So, Miut Mayadim Shnayim. Therefore, it must be that you at least have two Mayadim. That's on the Mayadim, meaning that which it says, Leisach L'Shalmai, this is what you should do, bring the Karbonis on the Mayadim, and Leisach L'Shalmai. The Leisach is going to be linked to that Mayadeichem of Miut Mayadim Shnayim. What will the Rabbanan who disagree do with that? Rabbanan Ahu Lichid Reb Yoina. The Amar Reb Yoina Hukshu Kol HaMayadim Kulam Zelazeh Shekulam Mechaprim Al Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshav. There is a distinct kapara which takes place B'Shas HaRegel. All the Mayadim are Hukshu Adadi, Shakulam Mechaprim Al Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshav, which is something which was possibly quite Matsui, and the people would inadvertently forget that they were Tomei, and so on. And that's what I do with the Pasuk of Mayadechem, but I don't use it to be Kaveya, the Ikriz man that you're Mechuyiv to bring your carbon, about which I will now apply the Pasuk in Kiseitse of Leisach L'Shalmei. Finally, the fifth and last shita was Reb Elazar ben Shimon, my time. Again, his shita was, he said that Kaven Sha'avra Alein Chagas Sukkos, Avra Alein Babal Ta'achar. Once Sukkos comes, that's all you need. Reb Elazar ben Shimon, Omer, Lo Yeyim Chagas Sukkos, Shabbay Dibrakosif. Lo Menemar, Lo Mishazeh Gerim. So Reb Elazar ben Shimon is going like his father, but even more. Remember, what was the structure? What was the logic in Rebbe Shimon? A whole parsha discussing Pesach, a whole parsha discussing Shavuos, a whole parsha discussing Sukkos, and then it says Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, Chagamatzot Chagashvus Chagasukkos. Says Rebbe Shimon, why do you need to reiterate? It must be that Sukkos is the last. and therefore Pesach is the first, and therefore Sanim is three, Sanim is four, Sanim is five. So Rav Lezer Ben Shimon is kind of he's derech beikvois ikvois avua. He's going al derech his father in the same type of logic. Again, sukkahs. I mean, the last big Pasha Shlema was sukkahs. Why would he reiterate sukkahs over here? It must be that that is the main thing, and that is the main thing. What's coming to teach me that that is the gerim, and sukkahs is the ultimate gerim. But even one, even it could possibly be even one. It might be two. It might be three. But once you hit a sukkahs, sukkahs is it. That is Rav Elazar ben Shimon. I'm laying a chak of sukkahs. Shabbidi Rakazif. Lama Nema Leim Shazek Gerim. The kids are Ma'ali Baden. We have five shittas. Again, we have the sheet of the Tanakh, which says, Furu Golan, any regal Kisidron. Why? From the fact that the Torah reiterated, Chagamas Chagasukas, Chagamas Chagashwas Chagasukas. Shimon says, it's got to be, Furu Golan Kisidron, ending with Sukkah specifically, which means it starts with Pesach. Then we had Rav Meir with the most Machm, who said, one regal, Avasa Shama, Vesim Shama. We had Rav Ezvin Yaakov, who said, two, because we learn that from Elatas Hashem, B'mayadechem. And finally, Rav Elazar ben Shimon, who was kind of going with the same logic of his father, saying everything is tali in sukkahs. Be it one, be it two, be it three, once sukkahs comes, you are late. And again, there's famous discussions in Baal Ta'achar. Is the pshat the bets and you're late immediately? And you're only going to be in Mechuyiv, and right after Gimel Regalim, or no, you're only considered to be late after Gimel Regalim, and there's different discussions in Afkamidas. Fine. Says the Gemara, V'Rebbe Meir, V'Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Meir, who says only one, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said two, Hai Chag HaMatzeis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, Mai Darshi Bei. So what do they do with these three things? We said that it was extra. So, Mai Darshi Bei. What do they do with it? Yiboy Lehu Lechedir Belazar Mabay Shiyah. From where do I know that if a person was unable to bring the requisite kavanas on Shavuos, whatever reason, as we mentioned, you're supposed to bring on Esriya, Shami Simcha, Shami Chagiga, that there's a din tashlumin kol shiva, all 7 days. Now, when it says all seven, it means another six. It means you can bring it on the day of Shavuos. But if you miss, you've got six more days. So how do I know that there's a full, there is a full 6 days after Shavuos to bring your korbanos? This is what I use the end of Parshas Re'eh. Again, this is how I answer why the necessity to repeat Chag HaMatzeis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. I need it for a Hekesh. And I say the following: Makish Chag HaShavuos LaChag HaMatzeis. So this at least will explain the necessity to mention Shavuos and Pesach. We still don't know why the necessity to mention Sukkot. But he says, I Makish Shavuos to Pesach, and I say the following: Ma Chag HaMatzeis Yeish Leita Shlumin Kol Shiva. If you don't bring your Shami Simcha and so on the first day of Pesach, you can bring it the duration of Yom Tov, Afchag HaShavuos, Yesh L'Tashlumin, Kol Shiva. So too, if you don't bring your Kabbanis on Shavuos, on the one day Yom Tov, you've got 6 days afterwards to do so. Let's just see Rashi on Minayin Latzeris, in the middle of the page.
Shavuos is only one day.
Correct, Shavuos is only one day, and we're saying the 6 days afterwards, there's still a din of Tashlumin, even though Shavuos is only one day. That's exactly the point, meaning by other Yom Tovim, it's, you know, in a sense, it's easier to hear. You're within Sukkot, so you didn't do the first day, do it throughout Yom Tov, do it over Chol HaMoed. And the same with Pesach. But the Chiddush is, that even though Shavuos is only one day, if you missed it on that day, you can still be Mashlim, and that is Mikach the Hekesh. So Rashi says, Menayin Latzeres, the Ilu Bechaga Sukkot, Bechaga Matzeis, Nafkalan, Mi Bechagoyisom, Oyisoy Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim. In other words, it mentions the Lashon of Chag, Pirish Chagiga, for 7 days, meaning Yachol Yuchigigim Kol Zayin. Tamar Lemer Oisai Oisai Atachigig Biatachigig Kol Zayin. You don't need to bring a carbon chagiga every single day of Pesach, every single day of Sukkos. In Kain Lama Nemer Zayin Latishlumim Shem Lechaga chagigas habarishin yakriv hanebesheni. So we have a Mefurish Pasuk which mentions the musig of Shalmi Chagiga for all 7 days of Pesach and all 7 days of Sukkot. That's Mefurish. But how do I know that if you didn't bring your Chagiga on the one single day of Atzeres, you can bring it the 6 days afterwards? And that I learn out Mikach Nakish. And, you know, there is, I guess, one small application for us. And that is the Gabi Tachanin. You know, the reason why the Gabi Tachanin, we don't see Tachanin for 6 days after, is based on this din. There's an interesting deal as to in Chutz Laaretz, do we say the 6 days of Ashlam is after the one day Yom Tov, or is it after the second day Yom Tov? And obviously, you know, if it's a Monday and Thursday, then the people have very strong feelings about this. You know, as I was speaking to Rav Shimon once about this, and he said, Nebuch, you know, people are so quick and so keen to like to do away with Tachan. If they would only realize what Tachan is Poyol, and they want Bar Metzia, and like, you know, they wouldn't be so quick to want to do away with it. Al Kaponim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, if I'm not mistaken, says that it's 6 days from the first day Yom, not from the second Yom, because he says the whole thing is mitzad, the ability to be mashlim, the karbonis, which you brought in the base of English, that was 6 days following first and only the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So it's not from second to Yom Tov. So that is, but you know, there are this.
But the second Yom Tov might be the first Yom
Tov. Right, but I guess, you know, right, and even though we might, number one, it's not clear if we treat it in din as a suffix, or if we treat it like a minhag, in which case it's a vade, in which case that wouldn't apply. And even if we treat it like a suffix, being that the whole din was legabe one's ability to bring the karbonis, that was only 6 days after Vav Sivan. You know, however you slice it, even if you lived in Canada, you only have 6 days after Vav Sivan to bring your Shami Chagiga. No, we're downing on the Shalmi Chagiga of Shavuos.
Yeah,
by Pesach and Sukkot, we know. Pesach and Sukkot, we have the Pasuk, which says, V'chagoyisim Shivas Yamim. Right. Rashi says both. Rashi says, the Ilu B'chaga Sukkot U B'chaga Matzis. There the Gemara Chagiga says, both of them is learnt out.
Shavuos is compared to Pesach.
I'm sorry?
Why is Chagiga Shavuos compared to Pesach?
The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. We'll get to that in a second. Al-Kaponim, so what have we said over here? We said Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what do they do with Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos? They use it to tell me Rabbi Elazar HaRishon's din, that not only is the din HaShlama for Pesach and Sukkos, which is Mefurish in the Pasuk, going to be Kirch LeHekesh, there's also going to be a din HaShlama for Atzeres, Tavonim v'Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, Makesh, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaMatzis. Yeish leteshlumin kol shiva, avchagas shavuos. Yeish leteshlumin kol shiva. Frag the Gemara, your question. V'leikish lechagas sukkos. So why should we not be makish to chagas sukkos and say the following? Ma lahalon shmoina, avkan shmoina. Meaning, we know when it comes to sukkos, you've got a full 8 days to bring your shami chagiga. Meaning Shmini Atzeres is also included as a potential day of Hashlama. So I have a choice of being Makish, Shavuos, to Pesach, to only give 6 days post the Yom Tov of Hashlama. Why am I not Makish it to Sukkot? To give 7 days post the Yom Tov of Hashlama. So why don't I do that? So again, I'm thinking why it's Kasha, that let's be Makish it to Sukkos, a lot of the Lakish, Lechagas, Sukkos, Malalon, Shmoina, Afkan, Shmoina. So the Gemara originally starts to, wants to be Matcha. The Gemara says, no. What do you mean? Shmoina, Rekha, Bevene, Atzmai. Who told you you can be Mashlem on Shmoina, Atzeres? After all, Shmoina, Atzeres is a Bezumdra Yom Tov. It's a Rekha, Bevene, Atzmai. Rekha, Bevene, Atzmai. So the Gemara initially thought to say, therefore, it also only has 6 days of Ashlama, just like Pesach. Says the Gemara, that's not true. That is not true. Eimer da'arinen shmini regel b'vnei atzmoi. Legabi, which din do I say it's a regel b'vnei atzmoi le'inyen pazar keshav? Legabi, 6 dinim, which we'll see in Rashi and Tesis in a minute. Avolinyen tashlumin. De'vriakol tashlumin de'rishinu. Everyone agrees that if you did not bring your Shami Chagiga on first day Sukkos, you can bring it on Shmini Atzeres. That is a Mefurash Mishnah. That's not Mishle Chag Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag Chogeg Es Kol HaRegel the Yom Tov Achon Shel Chag, and you're able to be Chogeg all 7 days after the first day of Sukkah, so you have 8 days in total. So therefore, we're holding by our original question. You're telling me that we need the Pesach, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkos to be makish, and tell me that just like Chag HaMatzos there is Tashlumin for 6 days after Yom Tov, so to on Shavuos the 6 days after Yom Tov, why shouldn't we be makish it to Sukkos to say there's 7 days of Hashlama? To which the Gemara answers, Tafasta Maruba Loi Tafasta Tafasta Mu'at Tafasta. Rashi doesn't say anything over here. We'll just read the Lashon of Rashi in Sukkos, because that's actually the longest place where it gives like the most comprehensive explanation of this concept of what is Tafasta Maruba Loi Tafasta. Amazing Arichas in Rashi. Kol Dovish Mashmo Maruba Umu'at. Anything which is vague, it could imply a lot, it could imply a little. Im tafasta samuot, yofa tafasta. If you grab onto the smaller thing, that's a good tfisa. Tebotzimiyahi le mashma. Certainly less than that, it's definitely not mashma. The miyim tishay lachalitfisa marupa, if you should have taken even more, okay. Harehe sifalacha, so in theory you could have had more. Vole naklim yamasha biyadcha klum, but they're not going to take away from that which you grabbed onto. The im tafasta marupa. Later faster, but if you grab more than what this particular ambiguous phrase topic would allow you to take, sha'ata nira kashakran bidvarecha, you appear to be a liar in your words. Shema hamut yeshlach litvayis, you should have only taken a small amount. That's your base litvayis, and you took even more. What's going to happen? Chaslucha mimashu biyadcha, and therefore maybe some of it should be removed. Some of it should be removed. The vahainu later faster. Ava kishu titvus hamut im yesifu toiv vimlav mashu tafasta umashlu. So says Rashi. We mentioned not so long ago a fascinating machlekes between the Gevuras Ari Turi Evin. Again, I think it was in Turi Evin and the Aruch Lener, meaning the Aruch Lener understands, and this seems to be not like the Turi Evin, that when we say, oh, you have a choice of taking three or two, take two. Because it says, take whatever the thing is, plural. Plural is two. I take two, I don't take three. But it's only insofar as taking two is a smaller chiddush. Taking two is a smaller chiddush. Meaning, so if it says, you know, I'm allowing you to take plural. Okay, so it's a small, be modest, be humble. Take a smaller, do a smaller chiddush, take only two, or who says you can take three, who says that was the intention. But let's say it's the opposite. Let's say it's going to come at a bigger chiddush to take the mu'at, and it's going to be a smaller chiddush to take the maruba, whatever the case is, that's what he's discussing over there. But the point is, it comes out actually that it's a smaller chiddush to take a larger number. So there, says the Aruch Lener, so then I would actually say tafasta maruba tafasta. Meaning, in other words, usually it works out a smaller chiddush to take the smaller amount, based on what the Torah is discussing. But if lu yitzuyer, saying the larger amount is going to be a bigger chiddush, is going to be a smaller chiddush, then you should say that you should take the larger amount. That's the way the Aruch Lener understands. The Turi Evin seems to say not like that. Al Kaponim, what do we say? We said, when do I say that the Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmei legabi pasar kishav, legabi these six dinim? So, b'kitzur, what do we have? Pious. All of, we saw not so long ago in Masechta Sukkah that all the mishmaris would come up on Sukkos, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and they would share. And there would be some Mishmaris which would have three turns, and some Mishmaris which would only have two turns. Now, when you get to Shmini Atzeres, in theory, logic would dictate and say, okay, so the Mishmaris which only had two turns do a Gerol on Shmini Atzeres, and the one who only had two turns, one of the ones which only had two turns, would have its turn on Shmini Atzeres. No, it's a Nayapais, it's a new Gerol. Everyone comes back in for Shmini Atzeres, pious b'fnei atzmei. That is the pay. Then we get to Shin, we get to Shin. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, here we go. That is what Rashi explains in Pais. He says, Zman and Rego b'fnei atzmai. Rashi says it means she'ein shem chag hasukkos alav. It doesn't have a shem chag hasukkos upon it. Tosfos understands from Rashi that Rashi means to say that in Birkas Hamazon and Tefillah you say Shmini Atzeres and you don't say Chag HaSukkos. Lama is a b'di'evet of a person said Chag HaSukkos, he is Yotza. But that's what it means to say. There is a requirement of carbon b'fnei atzmei, the carbon is a totally different number and style carbon, unlike the progression of the carbonas, which is Halach HaMismayit, it's a different carbon. It's a shir b'fnei atzmei. Rashi says that its shear is not shavah l'shel sukkos, which is said al aducha. And Rashi says lein esparish lano the shear. Maseches Sefer tells us the shear. Teza says that what's special about the shear. Teza quotes from Ravina Tam that what's special about the shear on Shmei Atzeres is that throughout the days of sukkos they didn't say a mizmor shalem. Mashein kein on Shmei Atzeres they would say a mizmor shalem. Rashi says, what does it mean? Bracha b'fnei atzmei, that the king would be mavarech the am. Tesis has a different pshat, that when it says bracha, it's actually referring to Birkas Hamazon and Tefillah. Tesis quotes from Rabbeinu Hananel that maybe when it's one of the things it means is legavi avelus, that's considered to be a full block of 7 days. Shmei Atzeres is considered to be a full block of 7 days. So we have differences in the Mishnah as to exactly what all the Pesach Hashav are. Al kapanim. What have we said now? We have said, we asked the Kasha,
Where is that Rashi,
please? I'm sorry?
Where is that Rashi?
The bottom of Dalar Mabez. Last Rashi on Dalar Mabez. So Al Kapanim, we've said over here that, according to Rivi Meir and Rebbe Ben Yaakov, why does the Pasuk need to say Chagamatzis, Chagashvus, Chagasukkos? We said, for the sake of the Hekesh, meaning I need to tell me I'm Makesh Shavuos to Pesach. Freg the Gemara, okay, fine. Last line of the page. Okay, but you still haven't explained why the Torah mentioned Chag HaSukkos. Torah says Lakush leChag HaMatzis. For that, it's to makish it to the Chag HaMatzis and say the following: Ma Chag HaMatzis Toun Lina. Just like there's a requirement of Lina, you need to stay overnight, and it mentions that explicitly by Chag HaMatzis. Rashi says Leil Chaylei Shel Mayed. So ma Chag HaMatzis, there's a requirement of lina. At Chag HaSukkos, there is a requirement of lina, meaning you cannot just bring your karbanis and leave. You have to remain overnight. If you look at Tosfos, about 5-6 lines before the lines become wide, Tosfos says v'tema d'tepek leida t'unin lina mishum shalmi simcha shayu kol shmeina. In fact, Tosfos, but for all 8 days. You had an obligation of Shalmi Simcha. And therefore, every single day you have to bring Shalmi Simcha. Every single day you have to bring Shalmi Simcha. So that in and of itself is a requirement of Lina. So, Tezus gives an example, 3 lines down in the wide lines. The Mishkach is Ladalay Maisi Karban Biyayim Shabal Yerushalayim. He sent this carbon yesterday. Al Kopanim, we're saying the basic din of Lina, which requires you to stay overnight. So, Machag HaMatzis, Ton Lina Af Chag HaSukkos. Tone Lina. Freg the Gemara of Ahasa, my Pesach, Menolan, that is a requirement of Lina. The Pasuk says, Ufanisa, Babaker, Lahalachta, Lahalacha. Good. Freg the Gemara of a Tanakama, Rub Shimon. Now the Tanakama and the Rub Shimon. Again, both the Tanakama said Gimel Regalim. Shimon says 3 Regalim, but it's got to be Kisidrin. Tanakama, Rub Shimon, Tashlumin La'atzeris. Minolo. So where did they learn out the din of Tashlumin Latzeres? Because they can't learn it out from the same place that we just quoted, because they're using it to tell us the din of Baal Ta'acher. So Tashlumin Latzeres Minolo Nafgalehu Midatani Rabba Bar Shmuel. The Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel Amr Teira Mine Yamin V'Kadesh Chedesh. Just like it says, count 29 or 30 days and then be Mekadesh V'Chedesh. Actually says V'Kadesh Chedesh V'Karbonis and so on. Mene yomim the kaddish atzeres. So too, you need to count days, and as we'll see, count days and count weeks, and your mekaddish shavuos. So ma chaydesh limnuyav for its appointed segment. Af atzeres Limniyav, meaning for a week, meaning just like it says, it's called Chag HaShavuos, and you have to count weeks also. So we're saying that there's going to be a distinct period of time which remains as the man of Hakrovas Karbonis, even though the Yom Tov is already finished, because the Yom Tov of Atzeres is only one day, but there's still the segment of time which you have to count in the run-up to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is weeks. That is going to be a distinct period of time about which you can also be mashlim your karbonis. Frag the Gemara of Eima Atzeres Chad Yoima. Maybe it's only referring to one day. After all, doesn't the pasuk say Tisbru Chamishim Yoim? So maybe it's referring to that segment of time. I mean, there's one segment of time, one single day, about which that there's a din hashlama. So maybe it's only one day. Amarava Atu Atzeres Yoima Maninan Shavui Le Maninan. There's a mitzvah also to be meina the weeks, and therefore we'll say that the segment of time in which the Torah is referring to over here, about which there's a din of Ashlama, is going to be a full week. Number one, va'oid chag shavuos k'siv. It's called the Yom Tov. It's called chag shavuos, and therefore it makes sense to say that there's a full week of time for Ashlama. We'll just finish the last piece. The last piece, we mentioned the kash. We said we had this Rishim at the bottom of Dalan Amud Aleph with about 20 cases of Balta Acher, and one of them is Balta Acher by the Korban Pesach. Freg the Gemara of Pesach by Nikrav Beregolim, who it's Shayich to be Makar the Korban Pesach Beregolim, Zak Rashi, the Korban Leitan Ale El, by Balta Acher, the Shosh Regolim, very Eina Yachla Krivi, Ella Beyud Dalad Benissen, and that's it, it's finished. So what do you mean is Balta, it doesn't pass Balta Acher by Korban Pesach? So Pesach Zimnukvielei. If you did it, you did it. If not, it's too late. So Amrav Chizda, you're right. Pesach Kadinazva. Pesach was Agav. Shouldn't have said it. It was Agav. A little bit shver because we mentioned that there were certain ones which were not included. It didn't mention Trumas. It didn't mention Bikurim and so on. Al Kabanim. So Amrav Chizda, Rashejas Amanein. My Pesach, Shalmi Pesach. What does Pesach mean? It means that which is now in din considered to have Torah's din Pesach, it's a shlamim. We know that Pesach b'shayim es hashana has a din shlamim. Shalmi Pesach zekdashi b'sholi karu bizmane, meaning sh'avad v'niskapra ba'acher, who nasa shlamim, it automatically becomes a shlamim. Kedenachlam b'pesachim v'oysen shlamim im ichron gimel regalim oyder. Person was mafish karu b'pesach. He lost it. He was mafish another one, and he was makrif the second one, and then he finds the first one. The second one now has a din of shlamim. It's about that that we say that there's a din bal tach. I was afraid the gemara yachi handu shlamim. It's a zelba thing as shlamim. What's the difference? Tana shlamim haboyin machmas pesach, but tana shlamim haboyin machmas atzman. So g'day dechamino choyul machmas pesach ka'osu. You might have thought that ad kama that the shlamim comes b'koyach pesach. Maybe Pesach Domu, Zakhtu Ashi Beregel Rishni Yavar Aleyen. You might have thought that there's going to be a Balta Acher immediately, according to Rabbi Shimon and the Tanagama and Rebbe Ben Yaakov and so on. Kamash Malon, that it will have Gimel Regolim like all of the other Karbonis. Okay.